hospital group Netcare is sending extra staff to the Eastern Cape to bolster its capacity in that province. There's been a surge of COVID-19 cases, which has increased pressure on hospital services in that region. The Nelson Mandela Bay Metro's public hospital beds and their intensive care units, they've reached capacity. Netcare is also looking at halting elective surgery in the Eastern Cape. Craig Murphy is Netcare's regional director, joins us now. Craig, thank you for your time. What is Netcare, what steps is Netcare taking to address this issue, which certainly looks like a second wave in the Eastern Cape?
Good morning, Mandy, and to your listeners too. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, I would agree with you. What the numbers are showing us at the moment do seem to confirm what we would see as a second wave. If I can give you a bit of background to our two facilities that we have in the Nelson Mandela Metro, that would be the Netcare Green Acres Hospital and the Netcare Kyla Hospital. We see them in our numbers as a single campus, if I may, just on different locations as such. So I currently have 463 beds in those two facilities. And of those 463 beds, 59 are adult critical care beds. 63% of our beds are currently either yellow for PUR patients or red for positive patients. And what we're doing as we see the numbers increase and the demand for hospitalization increases, so we pivot our bed allocation to try and adjust for that. And as of this morning, we looked at actually moving that 63% of our beds allocated for either PURs or positives to up to 84%. If I look purely on my adult beds and I exclude the pediatrics and the neonatal units, for example, when we have finished this latest pivot, almost 90% of our beds in those two facilities will then be dedicated to treating COVID-19 positive patients and PUR patients. And just something else I wanted to mention as well, as of this morning, we have 158 COVID-19 positive inpatients in the two facilities. By comparison, our first wave peaked for us in our two Netcare facilities at 153 positive inpatients on the 10th of July. Sure. So it's very disheartening to see that we've actually exceeded our previous peak, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down at this stage.
It really is worrying. And at this stage, there's no agreement in the Eastern Cape, as there is in the Western Cape, between yourselves and the public hospitals. Is this something that you would be willing to take on in the Eastern Cape?
Yes, as indicated yesterday by our group CEO, he indicated that we are open to, and we mentioned this to the Ministerial Advisory Committee that we presented to last week as well, that as the private sector, we'd be more than willing to engage with the Eastern Cape Department of Health to provide assistance where we can. I do know that their facilities are under immense pressure as well, as are our peers in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metropolitan, as well, the life healthcare facilities.
Craig, how worried are you about the December period? Because we know we're going to see an influx of people into the Eastern Cape. Does this worry you?
Yes, it does, Mandy. It certainly does. And for me, it's for personal reason as well. I come from Nelson Mandela Bay. My mom still lives down there. My older brother's in town. So I am worried about what we've seen in the community there. And if we see an influx of people coming into Nelson Mandela Bay, and if by that stage this surge hasn't burnt out, which is what we all hope for, but I'm, as I say, hope is not a strategy, then I am concerned that it could spread from there. We already seen out of the Western Cape, the Premier of the Western Cape earlier this week indicated that their hotspots now in the Western Cape are along the Garden Route. So the Plettenberg Bay areas, the Knysna and the George areas.
Craig, would you urge people not to go to the Eastern Cape or to any of these hotspot areas in December if they can possibly avoid it?
My request to our communities out there are to really, really be absolutely strict when it comes to the non-pharmaceutical interventions that the government, the minister and the president have asked us to do. I mean, it is really in our hands. So when we talk about non-pharmaceutical interventions, it's about social distancing. It's about appropriate wearing of masks. About hand hygiene, it's about sanitizing. But if we do those things, then we can beat this virus. But at the moment, the reports that we've seen indicate that that's not the case. We are seeing large social gatherings where people are not wearing masks, where they're not adhering to appropriate social distancing. So if we can change communities' behavior, then we should be okay. But if not, it is a concern that with the rate of infection that we've seen down there, that it poses to the people in the province, but also beyond that.
Craig Murphy, Netcare's Regional Director, thank you for your time today on the Midday Report. That situation in the Eastern Cape, really, really worrying. We're having an argument here in studio about whether or not people should be going to the Eastern Cape during December. I would argue if you could avoid it, you should avoid it, because those numbers are just rising and putting so much pressure on the health system there. Nahawu, the trade union, the Health and Allied Workers Union, also having a press conference today saying it's worried about the rising numbers. It's worried about the health workers on the front line of the pandemic. We know that they are going to be holding marches across the country on a Thursday this week. Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter, watching that one for us. Khumotso, thanks for joining us. What's Nahawu saying about its concerns for health workers?
Well, Mandy, Nahawu's concerns really have been, you know, the same since the beginning of the pandemic, issues around the appropriate and enough PPE for their members, as well as ensuring that some of their members, as well as community healthcare workers, which were the center of today's press briefing, are paid for the overtime that they were put in throughout the lockdown. And so they've been calling today on government just to, you know, speed up that process, as well as to formalize the community healthcare workers. You know that maybe these workers play a pivotal role in many of these, you know, rural areas. They are a support structure that's been put there to help, you know, in those areas where people live rather far from clinics and hospitals. And so Nahawu today making that call that community healthcare workers must be formally employed by the department.
Khumotso, what do we know about these marches that are happening across the country on Thursday this week?
These marches are really just an extension of what's been happening from the 11th of November, where the healthcare workers, the community healthcare workers, have been demonstrating and protesting, really calling that they should be absorbed formally into government. The union today just saying that they are going to be taking the front seat now, well, from now, in ensuring that their cries, their calls, to be formalized, their calls to be formal government employees with all the necessary benefits are heard. We do know that on Thursday, Mandy, the Minister of Health as well as the 9 MECs will be meeting in Parliament just to discuss whether it will be feasible to formalise the community healthcare workers and to absorb them formally. Now, the union says no better time than that to ensure that their marches happen parallel to that process, to say that they should quicken and speed up that process to ensure that community healthcare workers are given all the benefits that other government workers are given.
Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter, having a look at that Nahawu briefing today. They addressing that issue of the non-payment of salary increases of public servants. They're very concerned about frontline workers, and they're going to be marching across the country on Thursday this week.